Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, my reaction is the president made a great choice when he picked Bill Barr to be attorney general. I think the president should listen to his advice.
So you have a problem with the president's tweeting as well?
I think that if the attorney general says it's getting in the way of doing his job, maybe the president should listen to the attorney general.
Everybody knows that Trump's tweets are getting in the way. Donald Trump's Twitter is like the Kool-Aid man. He's there to party, but he's going to knock some things apart before he shows up to party.
Everybody knows.
It's funny to see people melting down again. Every single day we could do the same story. Trump tweeted, insert tweet here, people shocked.
Oh, by the way.
I'm shocked that people are still shocked.
Can I just say that I'm really, really done with the phrase, has to resign.
Yeah.
Every time anybody does anything anyone disagrees with, it's now, I think that person should resign.
Yeah. No. It's all that we are hearing from Democrats these days. There's no policy. There's no position that is being put out there about how they can offer American citizens, taxpayers, voters something better if you were to elect them. They just want to end every Republican that is in office. Here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Barr told ABC News today that he thinks it's time for the president to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases. In other words, he's like, listen, moron, how am I supposed to do your dirty work if you keep telling people about it?
Good one. Anger and envy is not a good look on you, Kimmel. These people on late night TV that can only talk about Trump, it's kind of like hard to watch now because it's not funny, and it's kind of veiled anger and hatred. It's kind of icky to see, and I love a good Trump joke. I'm eager to laugh at it. It's not funny. If you're not making jokes, the reason jokes are funny is because they're relatable, because there is that element, that percentage of truth that lies in the observation that you're making and willing to say. Because it's funny because it's true. That's a phrase, and that's the truth of it. When you hear Jimmy Kimmel, like, he has opinions, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You can have opinions. He can tweet whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. But just know that if your job is there to entertain people and do comedy, it's not funny. And, I will say that there are people on the Republican side who are doing regular shows that maybe aren't specifically comedy, but they, you go over the same thing every night. And I'm like, I don't have time for this. I would Frozen 2.
I would love to see a late night host do their opening monologue with zero politics involved and see if they could actually do it and it'd be funny.
I give Jimmy Fallon credit. I don't know. Do you watch a lot of nighttime TV?
I don't anymore. I don't watch any of them. Because apparently last night, though, James Corden did an almost completely Trump-free monologue, and it was pretty funny. It was about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I like James Corden, too. I don't expect any of them. I don't want, for me to watch and be entertained by them, I don't need them to be making fun of Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. I actually am sad for Joe Biden right now. It's over, dude. Mm-hmm. It was over before it started, which is why the man who you served in the White House with has not come out and said, this is your guy. I picked him for my number two. He's ready to be your number one. And when Obama is not there saying that, it's just kind of like, something is amiss here. We said this earlier this week. Joe Biden was the guy who could beat Trump on day one of his presidency, and he has taken a hit every single consecutive day since then.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Where'd you go, Katie? What are you doing? What kind of business are you up to?
We didn't have any audio on our Facebook.
Now we do?
Now we do.
I said all those brilliant things, and the people on Facebook are just now getting to hear me?
Yep. They couldn't hear you before.
They were just watching you point your finger at the air.
At you?
Mainly at me.
Because you're at the other end of my right arm.
I'm here. You can point at me. I sound sad, though, for some reason.
If you tune into the webcam today, so it's been an early day for us. We were out at the Hardee's in Glen Carbon this morning, and if you missed it, Ryan dressed up like a moose. I have the costumes here with me, so you're probably going to want to tune into the webcam today, because who knows what could possibly happen. Who knows? I don't know what could happen, but I have two moose costumes in here.
Woohoo!
Gabe Pfeiffer will be in with us. Tony Colombo will be in with us. And Ryan right now, if you tune into the webcam, he looks like he's dressed up as somebody.
Mm-hmm. I'm dressed up as a cooler version of me at the gym.
I was thinking you look cooler than you really are.
You look like a bro.
I wore a hat today.
Yeah, bro.
And then I realized that I put it on when my hair was still wet, and now I have real bad hat hair, so I can't take it off.
Can you please take it off? Because
no.
Your hair, I thought you had your hair short enough
so
that it wouldn't.
It's short, but there's still some pretty weird matted spots in it now.
People need...
No.
Let's have Ryan take his hat off in the second segment and give people enough time to tune in.
Yeah, let's do things that cause Ryan to look bad and weird in public
so that
the show can benefit.
Keep being
like
insulted.
This morning, for instance, we got to 100 people real fast. And then it was, okay, now if we get
it
to 200
right
people, fine, whatever. If we get to 200 people, Annie's going to dress up in a moose costume.
Keeping rude.
And then Annie, who was keeping tally, somehow lost count.
I got a very high score on my ACT in math. I am very good at arithmetic.
I would say that actually proves my point better, that you are good at math and yet somehow forgot to keep counting.
I forgot nothing.
After we got to 100.
I have the moose costumes right here.
I don't care.
I almost dressed up in one of those costumes.
I have Valentine's
so
for you guys.
Cold.
I care about that.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to change your attitude now?
A little bit.
Okay.
What is it?
Depends on what it is.
So.
You got me flowers.
I didn't get you flowers, Ryan. So if you're on the webcam right now, I bought Valentine's. We did not talk about this. I don't expect.
This is so nice.
I got flowers and a card for Katie.
Oh my goodness.
And some.
Oh,
thing
they smell
for.
So nice.
Is it potato gnocchi?
No.
I haven't eaten lunch.
I had to ask myself, what makes me think of Ryan? And when I went to the store, I found this brand of soda that I'd never heard of.
Ooh, I'm
and
I'm
like,
this
okay. Scream Ryan's, and it appears it's Dr. Choice.
Oh, yeah, that's real cheap stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Why I bought it for you. But I think it's supposed to be like Dr. Pepper, which you like.
Yeah.
I noticed that. But you like to buy off-brand things. And you also buy
them
expired.
I buy them because they're cheap.
It fits your personality.
Well, I bought it for you because you're cheap.
Dr. Choice.
Thank you. Off-brand soda.
It's kind of like Dr.
Okay.
Pepper, only it's not.
I'd really like for... Kate, wait, hold on. Katie, you do your card first.
Okay. Thank you so much for the flowers.
You're welcome.
They're gorgeous.
They're pretty. I thought about getting Ryan flowers because we were talking about how sad Panda you
should
would be.
I'm going to read the card?
Yeah, you can.
It's Valentine's Day. Open this card only if you love me. I do.
That's why I gave this one to Katie, not Ryan.
Thanks. I love you too. Virtual.
All right, Ryan, you can open yours.
Virtual hug.
Ooh, happy Valentine's Day to a boy who is very cool. That's not a handmade card.
That's a real card.
Legitimate card.
This is a real card.
Somebody got paid to write that.
Love
happy
you.
Valentine's Day to a boy who is very cool.
Period.
Read the inside.
There are lots and lots of boys who can do almost anything, but very few could ever bring the smiles that she put in quotes that you bring. Happy Valentine's Day. Take your wife somewhere nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Great. I said also nice. Put nice in air quotes because it's $25.
Yeah.
So
take your
you.
Wife to White Castle.
Mine says enjoy a few medium drunk drinks with David on me.
So there you go.
Thanks, Annie.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Wow.
You can put this wet paper cloth around the bottom of the flowers if you want.
So nice.
That was a good catch.
Wet paper cloth.
So you guys get
thanks, Annie. I wasn't expecting that. I did not expect to get a Valentine's Day gift from my coworker instead of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I haven't given her anything yet either.
Though. Let me ask you a question. In all honesty, no jokes.
I'll try. Proceed.
Does this make you happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it feel good?
I'm not sure where this is going, but yes.
I'm not asking you out.
Okay.
Annie is the ultimate gift giver.
I want to know how it makes you feel to receive a Valentine's Day gift.
really good.
And I want to know if you felt like this was minimum effort. If I set the bar very low, or what kind of expectations you have for the next Valentine's Day?
I would say next year, maybe a same gift card, brand soda instead of off brand soda.
Moving on
up. That's the required elevation of this relationship.
That's the way I would take it.
Can I get you the same greeting card? Because I really liked it. I laughed out loud.
You can use the same card.
No, you got to put that up somewhere, like, and remember this moment.
Okay.
Katie, isn't it good to get a surprise gift?
It is. And this is another instance where you were just like Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
I don't know what that means. Are you a Parks and Rec fan?
I've seen the show. I've seen the entire show,
actually. Does that mean you're not a fan?
I like it.
Annie is Leslie Knope for everyone that watches Parks and Rec. Annie is like the ultimate gift giver. She likes to surprise people with things like this. Very considerate.
Also, I do want to note that Katie is leaving out that Leslie Knope can be a little dopey, though.
No, I don't think she can be dopey. Well,
and she loves Joe Biden.
That's true.
She told me, she's like, she's kind of, what did you say, flighty sometimes, and she's a big Democrat, but she's just like you. And I'm like,
yeah.
Those are two things that are definitely not like Annie, but everything
Alrighty.
Else.
Joe Biden even appeared on the show at least once, if not twice.
Yeah, once.
Really?
Because Leslie Knope loves Biden that much.
I don't know anything about it. I'm fine with it, whatever. I don't know if you're on the Facebook Live, we have a lot of people on there right now. If you are a Parks and Rec fan, tell me if being called Leslie Knope is a compliment or an insult. Katie always says she means it with great love and affection.
Yes, so, I do.
I just wanted you to experience the happiness that a nice surprise, thoughtful gift. And if you're listening right now, and I know lots of people don't do Valentine's Day, and in full disclosure, my husband and I don't do Valentine's Day. I do not expect anything from my husband today, but if he got me something, even if it was small, it would mean something to me. Now text him and tell him I said that on the air. But it's not necessary, and I wouldn't feel left out in the event that nothing happened. But it's a really easy way to make somebody smile or feel good and mean it, and it is the thought that counts. And I think on Valentine's Day, if you've gotten into the place where it's like, we don't do it, do something even tiny that is an indication that you thought about somebody today. And I think that will make your day better. And then they can pass that along with a smile to somebody else. I actually think it's a really, really good thing to engage in. Not because some corporate holiday structure exists and you feel like you're caving into it. Just do it because it's a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's like how much more would we benefit if we just shoveled some kindness out to people, not because we have to, but because we want to? And if you feel like you're rebelling against something, rebel against what you were rebelling against before and just do something to be nice.
Love that.
So we have some interesting music picked out today. I don't know which one is first here.
It's Cupid.
Cupid. Okay, well, this is a good one. We have the songs from all of our first dances in today. We will tell you when those happens. Katie's is going to be the next song that you hear. Which is a shocker. When you hear it, you'll be like, yeah, that's definitely Katie. So our first dance songs are on here, some ultimate best ever love songs, and then also some other ones that are maybe for the people who aren't feeling all lovey-dovey today. And if you don't have a Valentine and you know someone else doesn't have a Valentine, show them an act of kindness today because that might make their day brighter. All right, enough of the mushy stuff.
Yeah, we got some good songs
that
are going to help you.
Let's get back and talk about Adam Schiff and Mitch McConnell and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Something to brighten up your Valentine's Day.
And we'll play Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
I would say it's not Valentine's Day until you've had Nine Inch Nails in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. We'll be right back. Join us on the live webcam, facebook.com/AndyFryShow. And if you're going to do something nice for somebody today, comment on the Facebook page. We'll read it out there. You can tweet at Andy Fry Show. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You'll be my
Valentine. That classic Valentine. Romantic Valentine. Hey, He says Valentine. None of our songs say Valentine.
It's some good stuff, guys.
I can't say that. I don't even know what Ryan's song is.
No, it doesn't say. I don't think it says Valentine. My song is long, and I do remember editing it down so that we didn't have to dance so long.
Ryan!
No, she was fine with it. She didn't want to be on stage long either. She said, yeah, do it.
Did she say, yeah, do it, but she didn't mean, yeah, do it?
No, she meant it. She did not want the spotlight.
Do you know the difference when your wife tells you something and she's looking straight into your eyes and she tells you something, she's thinking exactly the opposite?
No, I do not. If she says it, I assume that means the words that she said is what she meant.
Oh, I don't know if that's exactly
and
how that
works. That
is
the way that you guys need to learn to communicate to your husbands who believe the things that you say.
What you Katie, mean, you've been what married you for almost 3 years?
Almost two years.
Almost mm-hmm. 2 years. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself telling things to David that you know you don't mean? Like, or you're like, you should know.
Yes. And David knows because I'm like, okay.
That's does he know the things he should know, or is it nobody's home?
No, he knows. He definitely knows. But you both know me. I can't hide anything.
Katie's really subtle.
I cannot hide anything. So if I'm mad, I'll say the words, "Yeah, that's fine." But you can tell it's written all over my face.
Does he act immediately?
Immediately, he's like, "Well." What do I got to do?
Ryan, yeah, guy, way, you got any husband advice for Katie here?
The way that you talk about your husband, what he's lacking are sometimes just like basic life skills.
Yeah. Oh, you know, David
no,
is...
No, that's the way I mean, she, that's what she says.
Ryan is called like waking up David on time. Before a giant baby.
No.
You have said that. No, you have said that.
I'm parroting you.
Is David at work right now?
Yeah.
That might be best.
Yeah, but his mom's probably listening. Hi, Donna.
No. The way you talk about is... Well, I can't wake up my husband. Well, yeah. That's just stuff
He's
that,
a heavy
that's
sleeper.
Just basic stuff.
It's basic for some people and not for others. One of my best friends is a heavy sleeper, too. Some people are just built that way, man.
I get that. I'm a heavy sleeper. Although I did know a guy in college who would sleep through his own 5 or 6 alarms that he would set.
Yeah. That's my husband.
That's intense.
Yeah. Well... I'm going to ask these two fun folks here after we get to this important story about the arc of marriage. You're still in what I would say are the early stages. I think they say, what is it after? Is it once you get through the first 2 years or 5 years? I think it's the first 2 years are supposed to be the hardest. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. It is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not the same for everybody, and I respect that. So we've got a little bit of music for everyone. That was Katie's first dance song, Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, but it was a remix. And next hour in the middle of the segment is Ryan's song, and then the 2 p.m. hour will be the song. It is my husband and my song, which I love, of course. Andy McCabe, do you have this story?
I do.
You do? So the DOJ has just come out and said that they are not going to press charges on Andy McCabe. What can you tell us about it?
It's been a nearly 2-year-long investigation into accusations brought against the agency's independent watchdog who found that he lacked candor when questioned about leaking to the media. In a letter to McCabe, attorney Michael Bromwich, obtained by Fox News, Justice Department attorney J.P. Cooney said the investigation is now closed.
Hmm.
So apparently all of the things that they said about him were true. Pretty much is the conclusion, yet they're not going to pursue it.
Do you think that means Andy McCabe is going to talk a little bit?
Like he's going to squeal? Like they gave him a deal? Is that what you're suggesting?
I think that sounds fun, exciting.
I don't know what the implications of this are. I honestly do not know what the purpose of not pursuing a case would be against him, other than that they just don't care. I mean, all the things that he's done are public.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say that he's already kind of lost the case in public opinion. His reputation's tarnished. So they could be saying, well, let him go. He's not going to get a job at the FBI again.
Yeah. He's the one who got fired right before his... Was he the one who got fired right before his retirement kicked in? Like the day before?
I think so.
That's a good question. I can't remember if it was him or somebody else. That sounds right, though. No, I think it was him.
Good inner monologue.
Yep. You're welcome.
I need like a music bed for when Ryan starts thinking out loud. Or we need to put like an echoey. Can you put like a filter on his voice so it goes into this like echoey?
Like yes, it's a dream?
He was. He was the gentleman that got fired right before his retirement.
Oh, this is so entertaining in my own head.
Let me think about it.
2 days before his retirement. Jeez.
It's like a cavernous abyss. Oh, man. Ryan, the last person who met us at Hardee's today walks up. We're all standing there, and most people walk up, and they're like, where's Annie Fry? This last person walks up and goes, you Ryan Wiggins? He's like, yes, I am. He goes, yep. I love you, Ryan Wiggins. And then he asked where the pottery class was, which if you were listening to the Dave Glover show yesterday, it was a weird question to ask.
If you don't
I'm like,
know.
I go, did you hear that yesterday? And Ryan goes, I don't think he did. If he heard it, I don't think he'd be asking to go. He's like, oh, no, I want to go to that pottery class. I'm
Wait,
like,
what did you think of that sketch?
Katie, what did I text you?
Gosh,
something like, oh, my gosh, what did Ryan do?
Yeah. He said, I would not want to be in that room.
Yeah, I go, I would not want to be hearing that with Dave and Tony and Rachel and Sue in the room. And Ryan just standing there with his hand in his pockets and his bro hat on.
Darn right. Just chilling.
With his cans on his ear.
I can tell you what, the girls in that room were
Rachel said she had her head buried in her hands. I'm like, yes. I was driving and I had my head buried in my hands. Sorry to people in 5570.
My favorite tweet from that sketch was some guy who said, I just had this playing on the speakers at work.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And now I'm fired.
Did they put that up on the DGS blog?
I don't think they did, but...
Are they ashamed of it?
They probably are. I mean, they don't know what they're getting into. Well, I make them read it blind. So
you can check out 971talk.com/Glover and see what kind of things Ryan gets out of his system when he's with the DGS.
We I'll keep tell it clean you. Here.
Yeah, we do.
I usually listen to those. I listen to those, whatever he puts them. I don't know what you guys call them. Blind reads is what you call
Dave
them.
Dave calls them plays.
I mean, it could be that too.
It is
but
very
I
bizarre.
Usually listen to them before you broadcast them or you air them on that show. And this one I was like, yowza. This is crazy.
When Ryan said I played it for Katie, she's kind of my test. And you said, Katie goes, well, that's different.
That one's interesting.
I'm like, that's Katie's nice way of saying, don't do that on our show.
Yep.
Don't do it on our show.
Here we are talking about it on our show.
I know.
But not playing it.
It's a DGS thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's in its element. Did they like it?
I think so.
Off air, were they like, don't ever come into the studio again?
No, they were laughing.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're in, man.
Yeah.
They have to fully trust me when I do those because I write a script and then I break it out just by parts so that only each person knows what they're reading and what nothing else.
So I've heard them. I think they've all made me laugh a lot. And then that one made me go, oh, boy.
Well, that was the intention. I mean, it was supposed to walk the line, but because they didn't have the context when they were reading it, they went all in, and then it was a little over that line.
It is what it is.
And it is what it is. You got to deal with it.
It is Ryan Wiggins.
So it's Valentine's Day, and I gifted my two coworkers in here with a little Valentine's Day cheer and something to share with their respective significant others. Ryan, you've been married for 12 years? Every time I ask you
13.
This, you look at the ceiling like the number's written up there.
12 and a half.
And you got married a month before my husband and I
apparently,
did.
Apparently, yeah.
So,
I didn't know that. That's cool.
September 2007, August 2007.
Yep. Cool.
And you've been almost married for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is marriage, Katie, harder than you thought it was going to be? Is it what you thought it was going to be? Or are you like, this is just the best thing ever and this is piece of cake?
It's great. It's a piece of cake. For now. We're in the honeymoon stage.
What do you have planned?
You'll see. No, it's really, really great for now. And I think it's... David and I dated for 8 years before we got married. So we were pretty settled and knew all the little idiosyncrasies of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Has he bought any life insurance for you recently?
No, he hasn't.
It's one of those things you just, from knowing, watch out for.
Okay. I'll keep an eye.
From knowing?
Don't worry about it. I'm just saying I've seen movies, and usually what happens right before things go bad is one person buys life insurance for the other one.
Is marriage harder than you thought it would be?
At first it was. Then you just kind of get used to it.
We did not live together beforehand.
We didn't either.
So that is a bit of a...
It's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of rub... This is going to be weird.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, it's really bad.
Rubbing
when
off
he
the
says
rough edges is the phrase I was looking for.
Yeah.
And you really do.
It's the only phrase that makes sense.
You really do.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the only one you could have chosen.
Yep. Pick another one. Go ahead.
I couldn't possibly state it better.
Yeah, you got to rub off the rough edges of yourself and your spouse. God darn it. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, please explain it a little bit more for you.
And then once you do, then a baby happens.
Katie, can you pick this up from here? I think that marriage is harder than you think it's going to be if you don't go into it knowing what marriage is supposed to be. Which is, you know, people are like, marriage is 50-50. No, marriage is 100-100. And, you know, there's all these kitschy things. But the truth is that you are going to annoy the crap out of one another. And at the end of the day, you still have to like each other.
Yeah.
Like, you will love each other, but you have to like each other. And if it's all passion and if it's all, like, you know, super supreme high that you're going through all the time, that's not really realistic. That's usually what dating is. And people who get addicted to that high, when that goes away, they think something went away. Mm-hmm. But being able to coexist with somebody with your annoying habits and, you know, like my husband dealing with, I get home and I cannot wait when I realize, I'm like, where are we going? What are we doing? And he'll be like, it's 3:45. I don't know what we're doing. I'm like, I need to know if I can put on sweats and take off my bra. That's all I want to know.
That's all I want
to
do.
That's all that I need to know. And if I go there, I'm not going back. There is no coming back from that. And the women out there know what I'm saying. And chances
Absolutely.
Are you husbands understand too, when the sweats come out, the hair goes up.
Makeup comes off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That you are in the house for the rest of the day. And I have to say, he knows how happy that moment makes me. But if there's something else going on, I'm not going to dress down because I can't come back from that. And being able to stay at home, I would say for my family specifically, probably it would have been 2017. We went through something that was impossibly hard for my family and very hard to endure. We lost something that was really, really important and valuable to us. It was taken from us, and it was an extremely hard thing to go through. Like, rock bottom type of lifestyle for probably a minimum of 12 months. And I had to make a decision in the midst of this to support my husband and to support my family. Like, I had to look for things to actively smile about. Like, I had to choose something to force myself to be happy at that time. Like, very, very awful depression, bad. And when I started focusing on the things that, like, what is out there for me to be happy about? What am I going to choose to be happy about? And, like, kind of smack myself across the face and force me to be happy about today? It was my family. And it was my kids. And, you know, if you've ever gone through something hard and you have little kids around, you shoulder so much of the burden and you are, you know, this is going to be so hard for them. Kids are so resilient. They will feed off of your energy. But the truth is that our kids got us through that hard time. And it's kind of an amazing thing to see. But when you get to choose to be with somebody and you have to choose to be happy and you have to choose to make an effort to make somebody else happy, it's actually work. And when you're dating and you get engaged, it seems as though this is just, all I want to do is be with this person and I want to eat with this person and I want to watch movies with this person and I want to drive in the car with this person. And, you know, you just want to be with that person all the time. You have to ask yourself, when everything happy is stripped away, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? And if that's the person who's with you, besides my husband and my kids and my faith, I had nothing else. It was family and God and our lonesomeness. And it was hard. But when you get to be with that person who can go through the crap, I almost said a bad word there. If you can go through the awfulness of life, then when you get back to being on your feet, it's like, I've seen some things. I've mm-hmm. been some places. Mm-hmm. I know some stuff and I got this, you know, mm-hmm. like, kids got fever this week. People walk up, oh, how is she doing? I'm like, oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool.
She's alive. She's well. In the context of things, she's well. and I've got this. And so when it gets really, really, really hard, and it will get really, really hard in different ways for different people, the person next to you, whether you like each other that day or not, you just have to make a choice to keep going. You have to do that. And if you've put the ring on it, you've made the choice to do it. And that's when you get past it, you'll look back and go, wow, I cannot believe we managed that. But I wouldn't have been able to go through that part of my life without him. And he would not have been able to go through that life, that part of life without me. And together, we wouldn't have been able to go through it without our kids. And that's all a product of what we've built. And I pray to God that I get to keep that forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, the beauty in having that person next to you is not the highlights. It's making it through the lowlights with somebody. And I think it's a pretty amazing thing. And I know that there are people who are today who have lost that person. I know there are people who haven't found that person. I know there are people who have found that person, but maybe it's not reciprocated. So a day like today can probably suck big for them. But you just got to find somebody else to make happy. Like, you have to make a choice. And we get to make these choices all of the time. And that's a blessing, too. So try to make somebody's life a little bit better today. Try to spread some kindness. It doesn't have to be the person that you're going home with. Just go make somebody's life a little bit better today. It might be the person on the other side of the gas station register. Just make somebody smile. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Either of you seen Michael Bublé in concert? Seems like right up your alley, right?
I've not.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Do you like him? Do you think do you enjoy Michael Bublé?
Like, as a person, yes. As a musician?
What do you know about him as a person?
What don't I? Ask me anything about Michael Bublé.
Tell me.
Bublé.
Tell me how to say his last name.
Bublé.
Bublé. That's knockoff. That's like Dr. Choice. Yep, best Dr. Choice soda over yeah. there. You need to open one of those.
Ask me any question about him.
Can you
as
drink
long
that
as
warm?
Yes or no, and I'll answer.
Can you drink that warm? Do you drink Dr. Pepper warm?
Can I? Yes.
Gosh. Will you?
I'm sorry. No,
I
don't.
You've got to qualify everything.
I can't drink that warm.
Okay.
To answer your question.
So you'll get some ice over this next break.
And
try
chop on
the
it.
Dr. Choice.
Yes.
Have you gone to the Greenleaf gas station downtown and
yes.
and the grocery store?
I haven't been in the grocery store. I've
oh
gone
my
to the
gosh.
Place across the street.
Is it cool? It is amazing. Like, if you are not shopping at this place and you work downtown and you commute to Illinois, you are missing out.
Why?
Because they have everything. They have food that's like fresh food that is kind of in a deli type of a situation that you can go pick up and make salads and get just like fresh food made for you. Mm-hmm. And it's a full grocery store.
It looks cool. I passed it coming here from Hardee's, and it looks really cool.
Yeah. And the gas station is where I get all my Missouri gas. Still haven't bought a drop of gas in the state of Illinois since July when they doubled the tax on taxpayers.
I think about you every time I have to put gas in my car in Illinois.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't drive to Missouri, so we have to.
You ever swap cars? And
yes, we do.
People do that.
I know. I'm one of them. We can't do it often enough to make it always. But.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like a thing.
I know it's a thing for
my,
you.
My husband has bought gas in Illinois because he works in Illinois, but I won't do it. I will call AAA and say, I'm going to need a AAA person from Missouri because I am paying that. I'm not doing it. Can Illinois, like, do you think that the taxpayers in Illinois, is there a place where they will get fed up enough?
Regarding just the gas tax or
no,
in general?
No, just in general. I mean,
It's gonna be Chicago. If Chicago finally gets fed up, and I can't imagine they're not complaining about their gas taxes because they're higher there than they are here. Once they get fed up, I mean, we did see a Republican governor. He barely won.
Well, and he wasn't Republican enough.
Right. He was just a stopgap.
That's what I'm so sick and tired of. Because his turnaround agenda that Bruce Rauner had was a good plan. It was a good strategy. Was it his? Was it given to him and like, here, you have a turnaround agenda? I say that a lot. I don't know, but it was a good plan. But then I don't know if he was if he was bad at politics, like he couldn't work and massage the relationships to get with people to make deals done. I do think that Springfield and Chicago is so corrupt that even discussing the possibility of trying to fix these things is laughable. Because the way that things work, it's all a rigged system.
Oh, completely. I have liberal friends in Chicago. Most of my friends up there in the film industry, so they're all way left of center and way left of me. But even they will say to me, man, I can't believe how bad this state is. They told me, and I haven't verified this, but I've heard it from enough sources to think, well, that's probably true then, that apparently all the parking meters in Chicago have been sold by the government to a private company for like a tenth of what it would be worth for them to just keep them because they wanted an immediate influx of quick cash. So they lost all this money on the parking.
And the people who are connected to these deals?
It's tons of those
are
deals.
Are connected to the politicians.
Yes.
And the lobbyists. And they get out of politics and they get into lobbying. And,
And it's constant.
Nasty.
Yes. Every single one of those deals happens to friends of the politicians making those deals.
Yep. Like and if you're in, you're in.
They don't even try to hide it because they know they're going to keep winning because they're Democrats.
I want to start an Illinois gentleman's revolt.
I'm in.
Cheers.
There we go.
He's drinking his latte.
It just started.
I'm in.
He's got some foo-foo drink over there and he's like, yeah, we'll revolt. Sip.
You're doing the same thing.
I'm a lady.
You're drinking coffee. Hardy's just like I am.
My coffee is black, sir.
My coffee, just like
does that even have coffee in it?
No. I was going to say that, but
I
didn't.
Give me back my doctor choice.
No.
Or my $25 gift card.
We've all been around each other all day
nice.
Long. It's getting rowdy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It's been a long day with you guys already.
Well, I'd like to know this from the listener, and we can put something up on. This is where Katie goes, yeah, okay, I'll hurry. But we could put this conversation up on our Facebook page. A gentleman's revolt. I'm not talking to Republicans right now. I'm talking to common sense taxpayers who are looking at the state of Illinois and saying, this is my friggin' home and I want to keep it, but you're making me have to consider the options that I have in front of me to not keep it. I could go to Texas. I could go to Tennessee. I could go to Florida. I could go to any of the neighboring states. You could go to Missouri and not have the burdensome corrupt deal. It's not just the taxes. It's that the taxes are astronomical and they are fixing none of the problem. So they want to raise taxes on you in the state of Illinois, but they don't address the actual problem, which means there will be more taxes to be raised. And then you get a fat cat, J.B. Pritzker, in there, and I'm not saying that literally. He's a Hyatt Hotel Air billionaire who doesn't wear a tie, and he talks about how he's only going to tax the rich people like him, that people like him need to pay their fair share. Well, guess who's paying more when you double the stinking gas tax? The people who are commuting to their jobs. And when you do tax increases on things like commuting and drivers, and you talk about paying more gas or paying a mileage tax, and you're doing it from the high throne of Chicago, Illinois, those people can choose how they get to work. We cannot. And we shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to be penalized because we live in Southern Illinois and I got to drive 22 minutes so that I can get to a radio station. It's not the big city. It's different. They want to fix the state of Illinois on the backs of Southern Illinois, but the problem is that they're not even fixing anything. Gentlemen's revolt, ladies included. Gentle lady? Is that what you say?
I think you just say lady.
Lady?
Yeah.
I think it's gentle lady.
Ooh, fight.
No, it's just lady. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but okay, I have a demonstration. I'll show you in break.
There's going to be a demonstration.
Yeah, what is that going to be?
You'll see.
Internet not included. You
Dave
have to do
Pfeiffer
it by yourself.
In just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.